Hello, I'm Tom Mullooly, and this is the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast for Thursday, March 17th, 2011. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Before we begin, we remind our listeners that we strongly urge you to consult with an investment advisor before making a decision to buy or sell any investment. If you don't have an investment advisor, you can call Mullooly Asset Management at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's MULLOOLY.net. We also like to add, before we begin, if you're relying on a podcast for investment advice or investment guidance and direction, you are making a huge mistake. Please be sure that you speak with an advisor before making any decisions. So here we are on St. Patrick's Day 2011, and since our last podcast, we've seen an earthquake, a tsunami, and nuclear chaos. One of the things we mentioned in the previous podcast, that the volatility index, sometimes called the VIX index, that's the symbol, has skyrocketed. So we can continue to expect plenty of volatility over the coming weeks. This isn't going to go away. Tuesday of this week we saw the market go down 200 points. We also saw the same thing on Wednesday. Today, at least so far, at the time we're recording this, the market is up 150 points. Strap on your seatbelts and get ready for plenty of volatility. So I want to remind our regular listeners and tell our newer listeners the following. The media makes money by selling advertising. So the news that you get tends to be more sensational. It's all in an attempt to keep you glued to their channel or keep you plugged into their newspaper. But as we've been saying in our previous podcast, the market has been overbought for a while and in need of a pullback. So what's happening now in the market is okay. I'm not too crazy about it, but the longer-term charts are still positive, so this tells me that although it's sharp, although it's fast, and although it's been rough, what we're going through now may ultimately just be a correction, not a rerun of 2008. The thing that really just gets me personally is that we can spend 3 months of seeing this market go up inch by inch and give it all back in a week's time. The downside tends to happen a lot faster than when the market is moving up. See, the biggest difference I see between 2008 and what's happening now is that at the end of 2007, we saw the relative strength chart that measures cash versus the stock market flip over and start to favor cash. Now, this chart doesn't change like that very often, so when it does happen, it's a very big deal. What this chart tells us is what is currently stronger, putting money into cash or putting money into the stock market. This is why we prefer to focus on what's actually happening now instead of trying to predict what will happen next, what ought to happen. We don't want to go on last year's model. We want to work on what's happening right now. So the big picture backdrop is still very positive, but the short term is very, very sloppy. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, continue to expect a lot of volatility, even as the situation in Japan resolves itself. I'm very curious to see several commodity charts over the last week have started to form shakeout patterns. That's usually a very bullish pattern. So I don't think the commodity story is going to go away anytime soon. However, I also noticed in the last week several well-known stocks have broken support lines, and that's not a good thing. So I want to take a sidebar here and just talk about the events in Japan over the last week. There was a terrible 9.0 earthquake followed by a 30-foot tsunami wave and now all these nuclear reactor issues. And there's a lot of people suffering, and that's not a good thing. But I'm stunned at the political posturing and rhetoric that's being thrown around regarding nuclear power in the United States. Now, I don't want to turn this into a political podcast, but let's be clear. This nuclear power station in Japan has been online for 40 years, and it survived a 9.0 earthquake. The nuclear power station was still working after the earthquake. It was the tsunami that knocked out the power, and that's where the problems began. I don't believe any nuclear power plants in the United States are in danger of being knocked offline by a tsunami wave. But you won't hear that on the news. They're drumming up everyone's emotions by talking about all the problems that could happen with a nuclear meltdown. So to bring it all home, this is why we rely on point and figure charts when we manage your money here at Mullooly Asset. These point and figure charts were created by Charles Dow in the 1880s. There's a lot of people in my line of work who know about these charts, but they don't use them, primarily because they're a lot of work. But these charts don't show any events, and they don't show any points on the charts where you can add in emotion. That's an ingredient you don't need in this recipe. They simply show the ongoing battle between supply and demand. So it really becomes a very good tool when there's a lot of emotions raging in the market. Like now, it keeps our head on straight as far as what's in demand and what's in supply. And that's not something that we guess about. That's an economic law, supply and demand. Anything in demand is going to see prices rise. Anything with too much supply is going to see prices fall. And we use those charts to help us manage your money. So again, we remind our listeners that we strongly urge everyone to consult with an investment advisor before you make a decision to buy or sell any kind of investment. If you don't have an investment advisor, you can certainly call us at Mullooly Asset Management. You can reach us at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at mullooly.net. We appreciate you listening to us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.